Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As we get closer and closer and closer to the Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons for game one of the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, the excitement is there because the tail end of the season kind of just felt like blah. Just stay healthy. Just get to the end of the season. And, yeah, there was a couple tests here and there, but in the end it meant nothing. The Knicks weren't moving out really from where they were. They were basically destined to play the Detroit Pistons, and that's where we're at right now. And you look at this starting five for the New York Knicks. You look at Jalen Brunson. You look at Josh Hart. You look at Karl Anthony Towns. You look at how good this team has been at their peak. And it shouldn't be a difficult task to beat the Detroit Pistons. Like, that's the one thing you could say whatever you want about how far the Knicks are going to get in the playoffs this season. If they're going to get to the second round, if they're going to get to the conference finals, are they really even considered to be, you know, a contender to get to the NBA finals? The one thing I do know is that they're good enough to beat the Pistons. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. You know, you go up and down the Knicks. Their starting five is legitimately the Knicks can play with anybody. They are that talented, and they should be able to play with anyone. The biggest problem that they've had all season long is that they just don't know how to open up their bench. They don't know how to add other players to this system to allow some breaks for guys like Jalen Brunson, for guys like Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart. Now, listen, Josh Hart loves to be on the court, so we already could say that, you know, he's kind of somebody that wants to be there anyway. So do you really want to take him out, or do you have to take him out? But the thing is, you have to be able to protect them from themselves, right? You have to be able to protect Josh Hart from himself. Be like, dude, you don't need to go out there and play every single minute. But on the other hand, too, when you have a bench that you just can't afford to put out there, especially in a tight game, because the plus minus differential goes through the roof. I feel like every time one of these backup, whether a bench player comes on the court or not, it feels like the more you give them time, the bigger the differential becomes, and they don't really hold their own in tight games. Whether it's McBride, whether it's Kolick, whoever comes in, it's never enough, and the Knicks bench just can't hold it down. Payne, there's nobody there that can hold it down to keep these tight games tight and give breathers, and that's the problem, because that's the issue with Coach Thibodeau, is that he's never been able to develop his bench. He never whether it's because he doesn't trust them, he doesn't want to invest in him, them, he's got his guys he knows can do the job. So why invest in other players that are never going to be able to do what my top five could do? Whatever the case is, that seems to be the biggest issue year in, year out, because everyone, whether it's physical, getting hurt, whether it's mental, just not being able to play right, there's always something that takes away from the Knicks from getting past a certain round in the playoffs, at least with this crew. Again, Randall in the past few years, he mentally just wasn't able to be good enough to be in the playoffs. Like, he just wasn't physically, mentally there. Physically, a couple years ago, he was actually injured, couldn't do it either. So, that's the biggest issue, is that the Pistons they can beat because their best players are better than anybody else on the court on the Pistons. And listen, the Pistons have their own. You know, Cade Cunningham is fantastic. They have, veterans like Tim Hardaway Jr., Malik Beasley. They have Tobias Harris. They have, Ron Harper Jr. They have a good squad. They have Dennis Schroeder, wherever, he's basically hit every single team in the league. Let's be fair here. But that being said, though, the Knicks definitely have no problem matching up with the Pistons. It's when they get to the next round. It's how do they get to the next round, how healthy do they come out of this round, and what can you do, what can they do to build on a regular season where they played so poor against three top teams that in order for them to get anywhere higher than they did last year in the playoffs, they're going to have to run into those three teams. They're going to have to run to the Cavaliers. They're going to have to run into the Celtics. And they're going to have to run into the Thunder. Like, those are the three teams that they're going to have to face, right? The Knicks have proven so far they cannot play with them. How do they improve? What have they learned? And how can they get better? And that's going to be the biggest question going in to the next round of the playoffs. Again, we're not skipping the first round. We're not saying the Detroit Pistons are lightweights. But if there is a problem, if the New York Knicks can't beat the Detroit Pistons in the first round of the playoffs, whether it's a close series, not a close series, whatever the case is, if they can't win at the end of the day, then the Knicks have more serious problems than we even thought. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. Let's get to the phone calls. Val is in the Bronx. Val, what's up?
Captain Hoff, what's going on, King?
You.
That's right, talking to you. As my man David Sims says, Val from the best address in all of baseball. So, I don't know. You probably haven't heard him start the game on the fans. You haven't listened to any Yankee games?
I have, but I haven't heard the opening statement. So I will clarify that. That I have not heard.
I might have butchered it a little bit. Here we go again with the noise and the sirens. When we're playing from home, he usually starts off as, from the greatest address in all of baseball.
My man, well, it's true.
There you go. I want to talk some Yankees and I want to talk some Jets with you because you said something in your open that I a little bit of disagree with. But then you started saying something about the Knicks. And real quick on that. I spoke to Young Al last night, and I sounded a little bit like, I don't know, it was kind of abstract what I was saying, and I finally put my hands on it. I told him yesterday that, like Lugau was describing last season's postseason as the postseason of attrition. We got beat by attrition. And so I dubbed it now, we should be this year's postseason of addition. And I couldn't really put my fingers on it to explain what I was saying. But what I meant to say was, or what I was trying to convey, is that just like you're saying, they need to build as they go through each game, each round, and build to get something. For us to be successful this year in the postseason, now that we're healthy, and hopefully it stays like that, we have to be each and every person the best version of ourselves. And when I say addition, I mean like we've got to start seeing things as we move through games that we have not, or we're not accustomed to seeing. Like, oh, I didn't know we could do that. Like, to give an example, when Brunson went out and Anunoby was taking people off the dribble and doing Euro steps through the paint, everybody thought, like, wow, I'm used to him, like, just getting action just from, you know, a dish from somebody else and he hits an open shot. But nobody knew he could do that. You know what I'm saying? When, Bridges, you know, if he could consistently give me like a 15 to 18 every night, start going to the lane and actually getting some chances at the foul line. Like, you've got to see them do things that, you know what I'm saying? Like, not that they're surprises, but like they're showing you their best version of themselves.
No, yeah.
You have games.
You saw
like
that,
how they played when they went Denver.
You saw Bridges step up when Jalen Brunson was out. Like, where is
it? That's what I mean.
Where is Bridges now? Like, what is he? Like, where was that the whole season?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if the regular season is just a build to get you into the postseason, these are the things you need to see. Like, to get through these postseason games and actually start doing things. Like last year, everybody went down. Brunson gave us some 40-point games back to back, and some people didn't know. Like, we knew he could score, but nobody knew he could go off like that. You're gonna have to see some. There're gonna be some intangible things that you see from people that you're not gonna expect. That's going to have to be the thing that puts us over the top. We got to be the best versions of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And people have got to show things that we haven't seen before. And it could be a little bit of coaching, too, where Tibbs starts showing things defensively that maybe you're not used to seeing during the regular season. We got to be like what we looked like when we were beating Denver and, like, blowing them out. You know, and nobody, like, dude, we were going to, like, you know, before that game, you weren't sure you were going to win. And then after the game, it was like, of course we. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be efforts like that.
Of course we had to beat up Denver. Yeah, we always
do
that. Yeah. Right, exactly. And then and that's what I say too. Like, I mean, listen, the Pistons should not be this, like, I'm not saying that they're going to be a pushover, not at all. They're going to fight, they're going to battle. But the Knicks are going to win this series and they're going to move on. And when they play the Cavaliers, it's going to be something where we have to see what it's almost like a trick play that the Giants or the Jets had in their sleeve the whole entire season.
And that's what I'm talking about.
They pull it out week 17 or week 18. That's what we need to see.
Like, even the Cavs got to be sitting on the other side like, oh, shoot, I didn't know they had that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to build like that as they move through the postseason if we're going to be successful. But to get to my other two points, Yankees real quick, and then I'll talk to you about the Jets. Yo, the Yankees, man, I'm trying to leave it alone because I like what I'm seeing, and I've been saying it all the time. I just like the mix that they have. And I mentioned it to McPherson. Shout out to Fierce. I told him, like, you know, it's like we got a roadmap, and we, you know, people were shaky to start the season about how we were going to go about things. But every time we keep traveling down this road and we keep following the directions, we're getting good things. The things that they're telling us to look out for, we're actually seeing. The young guys are doing the things. The veterans are slowly mixing in and doing what they got to do. Even with that Bellinger stuff that you're talking about, at least he's doing productive stuff. You know what I'm saying?
He saved you a game the other day. I mean, let's be serious. I mean, his defensive
skills. It might be something
skills
in the field. Today he got a ribby. He didn't, you know, it was I think he got thrown out at the plate, but a run scored. I think that was last night. But a run scored. Like, it's got to be, he's still doing productive things. So long as everybody's doing stuff to help out, because that's what the team is. You know, somebody's going to have a good night. A couple of other guys might struggle, but everybody's got to get in a flow where they feel like they're contributing. However you contribute, so long as you're doing something to the positive to help us. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah. Bellinger's still, I mean, listen, he's batting 186, OPS of 527. He's got 10 ribbies, one home run, one triple, one double. He's got 11 hits. I mean, it's still early, but, I mean, you definitely need to see him start to improve eventually.
And those kinds of things could happen, just like it's going on for you. So long as the team is doing what they have to do to win, and guys that are in those situations feel like they have the comfort zones where, like, you know, I'm not affecting us winning or losing. We're still winning. So now I can focus on what I need to do and start doing things to make myself feel a little bit better. And maybe, you know, I got a sack fly that scored a run. That's a little bit of a confidence boost. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get any hits, but I got a walk, and I was on to cause some traffic. Like, all that kind of stuff. So that stuff helps. But to get to the Jets real quick, you know, not real quick. This is the real one I want to talk to you about, because I disagree with some of what you said, Hoff. Like, me personally, I spoke to Young Al about it last night, and then I got a chance to hear, like, he actually played the conversation that was on McAfee, and I heard the whole conversation.
Right.
And from my standpoint, like, anybody who wasn't sure that they should have done what they did, there's no way after hearing that conversation that you can't be confirmed that they did the right thing. And to say that the way they went about it, because I heard people saying that too, that was it was kind of wrong. I don't see how. Because me personally, if you look at it, did like when it first happened that they let him go, right? They made their statement to the press. As a matter of fact, I think in some circles, Aaron Glenn was seen as being a little bit dogmatic or a little bit aggressive with the way he was trying to kill the conversation when he was asked about it. But this whole thing became a story. Like, look how long did that happen? And this went on. Nobody was talking about us with the Jets as far as anything connected to Aaron. It was all about, is he going to the Giants? Is it Pittsburgh or Minnesota? Who's he waiting for? We were out of the conversation. And he found a way to bring us right back in it again by talking out of school. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all of that is what Aaron Glenn was afraid of. Because like I said to Young Al yesterday, he just showed you right there. As a matter of fact, his Merlin stuff, and I'm going to get to that too, it makes me wonder, like, if he's even thinking about, because I can't see how another team could hear that and feel comfortable bringing them in his room. We had a conversation behind closed doors. Nobody knew what was said or what was discussed. And the only reason why they know about it now and can talk about it is because you said it. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, even what he said, Aaron Glenn, like, you know, however he played, he asked him, do you want to play football? And even when he's telling you what he said to him, he's stammering like, I guess so. Like, that right there is, like, that's not what Aaron's, I told you. They looked at film. And for Aaron to be successful, there's things that Aaron has to go sit down in the offseason and do to get himself ready for the season. And them is the kind of answers that don't make you feel like he has that in him. That's why they did that. And then on top of that, if you're going to, like, God forbid, like I said, we did take him on. And then we go into the season, Aaron Glenn calls something, and maybe he goes, you know, to the huddle, and he audibles out of it and does something else. They have words before the post-game press conference, and is there something between them? Chances are, trust me when I tell you, if we don't know about it in the post-game press conference that comes after, we're going to know about it when he shows up on McAfee later on that week to talk about what happened on Sunday. Aaron Glenn and them can't have that right now with the foundation that they are trying to build. In like when you hear people say culture and people laugh it off, that's the kind of stuff that refers to culture. It's right there in your face. Just the fact that he had the conversation, he had to tell people that. It means that there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's supposed to be a wall that stopped after the locker room.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? But
hold on, Val, real quick, okay? So I hear what you're saying, but there's one thing to me that totally throws this whole thing off here, is you're accurate that they made the right decisions. They cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. No one, I for one was one who never wanted Aaron Rodgers to be part of this franchise. So
I give you that credit. I remember that.
But
you're right.
But there's still a right way and a wrong way, a professional way to do it. And you brought him in here just to tell him to his face within 20 seconds, quote unquote. And I know it wasn't 20 seconds. It was, you know, we spoke a little bit. To, you know, this is Aaron Rodgers speaking. Spoke a little bit to Aaron Glenn. Then he said, hey, let me go get Muji. They come back and they go, okay, so we're how do we... And Val, I love you, man, but I got to let you go just with the noise in the background. But he basically goes, how am I going to let you go? How do you want us to let you go? Because that's what we're going to do. And that, to me, is the biggest issue here. It's you bring in, no matter what you think about this guy, you bring in and get to sit in front of Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks to ever put on a jersey or cleats or whatever it is. You know, you bring in him to sit down with you. You got to talk to him about the game and his thought process and just where we're at. To sit there and make that decision and basically say, because the shocking thing I think for Aaron Rodgers is not that he was told he's not coming back, was that he was told before they actually had a long-winded conversation and discussing the plans of the franchise. Now, you could say, I love it. I love the fact that the Jets had a game plan, or Aaron Glenn had a game plan prior to Rodgers sitting down, and Rodgers wasn't part of it. Sure, that's good. That's great. But that doesn't mean that you still shouldn't do diligence. This guy is in your camp. He's here right now. Maybe you should get an idea from him what he think went wrong. Almost have like a, you know, see you out party type of thing. Like, hey, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to let you go. I want to hear from you what we should change or what you think needs to change in this building. What do you think? Because you're the one, let's be honest. You talk about leaks in the system. Aaron Rodgers was the biggest leak in the New York Jets system for the past two seasons. Going on Pat McAfee left and right, speaking his mind, speaking what he said, you know, talking about Robert Saleh, talking about the team. He was the biggest leak. Saying that there are leaks, he is the biggest one. So if you see that Rodgers has a perception of this franchise, dig deep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get that information out. And then kick them to the curb. Like, if you're smart and responsible, you get the information you need prior to them walking out the building. Don't let them walk in and go, we don't want you. See ya. What is that going to do? How is that helping the franchise move forward? If Aaron Rodgers looks at Aaron Glenn in the face and say, you know what? I got to be honest. Place isn't that bad. There were some really good people in this building trying to set this place right. But Woody Johnson gets in the way of things. You can't have that. You have to make sure that Woody doesn't get in the way. Or he could have said, there's people in this building that trip over their own shoelaces, and those people should not be here. I understand that there was a whole huge offer to... basically get out of your, basically say goodbye to a bunch of employees. They're basically looking to get rid of a bunch. And they still may. They tried buyouts. And I don't know if they're going to buy out people, if who accepted. I don't know if that means that they didn't accept, if they're going to be gone in a year or two anyway. I mean, listen, it doesn't seem, I wouldn't be comfortable over there. I mean, I hope everyone's okay. It's a livelihood. It's a job. You don't want to, you don't wish anybody, to lose their job. It's a tough time right now for some people. So you don't want to wish anyone bad luck with that, but it sounds like they're trying to get rid of certain people or people that may have added to the debacle of this franchise. Why don't you find out from Aaron Rodgers who he thinks are the culprits? How about that? Who could maybe, who made the place better and maybe who didn't make the place as well? Who was an issue to this franchise? Like, get that information before we say, see ya. Like, at least act it. Have an idea of what you want to do. Don't have the idea of, yo, we're just going to throw down. We're just going to tell this guy he's not here. He's not coming back. I got to be honest. That is a failure by Aaron Glenn and the Jets. It's the same old Jets. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Not much.
Good show.
Thanks.
I don't understand the premise of why do we care what Aaron Rodgers has to say at this point? It's not like he came here and won 8 games the first year, and then they improved, and they made the playoffs last year, and there was a lot of positive. There was nothing positive about what Aaron Rodgers did in the time that he was here.
Oh, I agree. It was terrible. It was awful.
The first thing Aaron Glenn did when he got here was put on the film. I don't need to talk to Aaron Rodgers and ask him what went wrong. I watched the film. He was what was wrong. I watched him miss throws. I watched the bad chemistry between him and our good receiver, Wilson. Like, why do I have to sit down and talk to him? Yeah, he's a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback years ago. He hasn't been that good for the last, I'd say, about 4 or 5 years. So it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, you're a Hall of Famer, all those things. Why do I need your opinion right now? This is my show. This is mine. I want to get rid of you, period. I don't care
Chris,
for your opinion.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And I appreciate it. What type of work do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
Utility worker.
Okay. So say if you got the opportunity to take over a position, a high-level position, okay?
Okay.
And you're taking over for the guy who's been there for 30 years, who knew everything, and he's getting the boot. I know that you, at the end of the day, are going to take his job, but it's fine. Maybe he's the reason why a lot of things went wrong. But would you not at least find out his opinion on how things went? That if there's something that maybe, hey, this could help you out in the future, what do you think went wrong, or why did you do this, or what? Wouldn't you want to just get some questions out of him or some answers out of him just to help you go forward?
Not really, because obviously you're leaving for a reason, right? That whatever that reason was or whatever. If I'm starting my own thing and all what I do. And the result, obviously, the NFL, you know, coaching is a results thing, right?
Right.
And if it all depends on me and how I want to do, I'm going to go out the way I want to go out. I'm going to go in the way I want to go in. Aaron Glenn has an idea of how he wants to run things, right? And that's the whole thing. Even when Roger said, "Hey, I don't want," he said, made a comment about, "I don't want you in the back questioning what I'm saying in the front," or whatever, something like that, some that goes along like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, he
didn't want the team to see Aaron Rodgers react, and then that changed the way that people view what Glenn is saying. I mean, I get that,
because I'm the king of I'm the king here. This is mine. I'm changing the culture. This is Aaron Glenn's team now. I don't need Aaron Rodgers. Thank you for the 2 years or whatever. Once I walk through the door, I'm the king of the hill. That is it. And it has to be that way.
And
because the history, and I'm not a Jets fan. I'm a Giants fan. But, you know, all those good players that they have, young good players that they have, they need leadership. They need good leadership. And in order to do that, you got to cut the fat.
Chris,
you have to cut the fat.
Chris, good call. I appreciate it. And I agree with you. Like, I don't disagree with anything that you said of moving on from Aaron Rodgers, from not letting him be part of the team, all that stuff. Like, I am totally fine with. But I do think they did themselves a disservice by flying him out there to sit down with him just to tell him he's leaving. And I got to be honest with you, whatever you want to think about Aaron Rodgers, because I was very down on Aaron Rodgers from the get-go, that has not changed at all. I basically every week I was just like, when can this Rodgers experience be over? So I'm not siding with Rodgers. I just still think at the end of the day, it's stupid not to sit there and just take information. Do a final survey from this guy who was here for 2 years, who was in the building. What went wrong? What went right? What personnel stepped up their game and actually was an asset? Which people do you think were backstabbing you? Like, all that stuff. It's just information for you to know and to pass on. And if he's willing to give it to you, that's great. Plus, the on-the-field stuff is helpful. You want to say that, oh, yeah, hey, you know, what was the problem on the field? It was Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, no duh. Definitely was Aaron Rodgers. But why was it wrong? What was wrong about it? Is it because Aaron Rodgers thinks that it was everyone else's fault? Did Aaron Rodgers have an insight about some certain players, what their development of deficiencies were? Like, take something, especially if there's somebody that may make the team in the future, may be on the cusp of making the team, and Rodgers is like, hey, this guy, he's got something, but he needs to work on this, that, the other thing. Like, take that in. There's so much that you could take from Aaron Rodgers. It's a disservice that you brought him there just to tell him, we don't want you, so how do you want to work this out? How do you want to spin this to the media? Well, you're not going to be here, so that's the bottom line. Talk first. He's there. Have lunch. Whatever it is. At the end of the day, are you worried you're not going to be able to let him go at the end after you have lunch? I mean, listen, who cares? You have nobody. You're a football coach now. You're a head coach. You're going to have to make tough decisions. You're going to have relationships with people, and you're going to have to tell them to take a walk. It's going to have to happen. Aaron Rodgers didn't owe you anything, but he may have given you things just because you asked, and just because he does have that type of ego. He does have that type of narcissism where he knows everything. So why don't you ask him some questions? Instead, you say, see you later. 888-808-1019. And again, I'm not upset that he said, see you later. I'm upset that he didn't at least have a good dialogue with him prior to saying, see you later. Jose in Waterbury. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, boss? Long time no hear. I love your show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
The caller before, Chris, couldn't have said it better. I agree so much with everything he was saying. Aaron Rodgers talked too much since when he got here. What is there to talk about? We've said everything. This is like a bad relationship. You don't want to talk to the girl about what went wrong. Just get out of here. Let's go. I mean, I thought they did him a courtesy by asking him, how do you want to suspend this? Because truth be told, any team that wants Aaron Rodgers right now is either drinking or using drugs. This guy is horrible. And I don't understand how C-Mac talks about him during the week. Like, oh, he's got to say, Aaron Glenn needs a fresh start. And Aaron Rodgers is an anti-coach. He didn't want to give the coach a hug when Salah was there standing around. He alienated him. So,
Jose,
I mean,
though, hold. But here's a difference, though, right? Like, Aaron Glenn was not in a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't know Aaron Rodgers. He's not there for that. So you want to tell me that, like, Woody Johnson was like, hey, cut ties with this guy, or if it was Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas and they had to break up? Yeah, that's different. But Aaron Glenn knows nothing about really what happened. He just saw what was on the tape. He probably heard the stories from, and thanks, Jose, your phone's bad, so I gotta let you go. He just heard from maybe Woody Johnson on how things went. He doesn't know. He doesn't really know the inside out. He doesn't know. He wasn't in that locker room. He didn't hear from all the players. So no, he doesn't know. That's the thing. You have an opportunity to get all this intelligence, you know, in your head. Get Aaron Rodgers' side of the story. Get the entire. Listen, and again, who knows? He could lie to you anyway. But at least try to take what you can. Listen, I 100% believe that we as people, as humans, can sit down and talk to somebody and know off the bat when someone's blowing smoke, when someone's being fully transparent, when someone is lying through their teeth. I think most people could read that a mile away. And I'm sure that Aaron Glenn had intel prior to Rodgers coming in with, you know, hey, he's going to say this, he's going to say that. And guess who we heard from? Woody. Glenn heard from Woody, which is probably where he's getting most of his information from. Well, let Rodgers say what his piece. And then maybe in the future, if something kind of comes up, you can understand and go, bing, 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 bing. Remember when Aaron Rodgers told me this and warned me of this? That is kind of happening right now, and I see it. So let's find a way to minimize that, or let's find a way to fight in a different direction. You know? There's just some things that make so much sense. Let's go to Juan in New York. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's going on, man? Morning.
Good morning.
Just to talk about the Aaron Rodgers thing, I think as a Jet fans, we did it to ourselves. We knew what type of player he was, what type of person. So for us to be complaining about that, that's got to be over with. I just don't want to see Jordan Love in another 15 years in a Jet uniform. But besides,
well, I mean, listen, Juan, I don't know if we can control that right now. I mean, at that point in time, we have might have like 15 other head coaches in between there, so we have no idea what's going on. But the one thing I will think in 15 years, I'm hoping Woody has sold the team or has given it to somebody else to run. That's the only thing I can hope.
I'm hoping also that Woody leaves everything alone. Let Glenn do his thing. Let him take charge of the team. I do like the fact that personally we moved on from Aaron Rodgers. I do like Justin Fields. I wanted to talk about more of the draft.
Sure.
I personally, I know I love the kid out of Penn State, the tight end. But I think we should trade back from the first round and move into the teams and gain more picks.
And then what are you going to do? Are you going to still find like an offensive lineman? Is that what you want to do?
I would like an offensive lineman later in the first round, maybe gain another second round pick if possible, another first round pick. With the quarterback situation, though, I'm not going to lie. I really love the kid out of Alabama, Jalen Milrow.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like both New York teams have a thing for him now. And that's going to be an issue because only one's going to get him. And are the Jets or Giants going to trade back up to get? Because here's the thing is, you're not going to take him at 7. Even if you trade out of that 7th pick and go down to the teens, I don't think you're going to get Jalen. I don't think you're going to want to get Jalen Milrow that high in the teens. So you're probably going to, it's probably like around the 20s at max you want to pick him up, because right now he's like settling in around 38. So at max you're going to want to draft him around 20 something. I mean, you're going to have to trade down a bunch and then try to trade back up. It's not impossible because Baltimore did it a long time ago with Lamar Jackson, and I love that move. I was like, damn, I wish the Giants had made that move to trade for Lamar Jackson. That was the smartest move. The guy was arguably the most talented player in the draft, and he kept on falling because there were certain teams that didn't value him as a quarterback. And the Ravens said, screw it. We are going to trade up, get into the first round, and steal Lamar Jackson from everybody. And that was the smartest move in that draft. Think about that draft where Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen. You go down the long list of quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson. You know, obviously, Josh Allen's fantastic too, but Lamar Jackson was a steal at that late in the draft.
Oh, Lamar Jackson was my pick. I'm a Jets fan. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, what do you think the Giants should do at 3? I think if Travis Hunt's not on the board, they shouldn't rush for a quarterback, and they should get Abdul Carter.
I don't think they should draft a quarterback in the first round, period. I think Abdul Carter is the safest bet. I don't know if Travis Hunter is what the Giants are looking at. I don't think the Giants really want that. I think Abdul Carter builds fits a spot. Fills a need that you can never have too many edge rushers. And to be fair, then the Giants still have that capability to draft a quarterback early second round or trade up again, like I said, and try to get one of these quarterbacks late. You know, and who knows? Shedeur Sanders may drop to like the 20s. They could, like, if you think Shedeur Sanders has any value whatsoever, there's still a possibility the Giants can trade up to go get him in the early or mid to late 20s if he falls that far down. It's debatable right now. He's somebody who seems to be either a top 5 pick or top 9 pick or drop it to the 20s. So it's a very interesting spot for Shedeur Sanders. But I think the Giants are going to draft the quarterback. It just depends on is it going to be – are they trading back into the first round or are they going to take him at the second round? And that's where Milroe comes up. And then you said that about the Jets. You'd love to have the Jets draft Milroe. I think they're going to be fighting for the same guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, that I already knew might be out the question because if Cleveland doesn't take a quarterback in the first, they're definitely going to take Bobby Jackson Dart. And then Jalen Milroe would definitely go to the Giants with the next pick.
Yeah,
if they're still on the board in the early second round.
Yeah, well, again, and Juan, good call. Thanks again for the phone call. That all depends on what they choose to do. If they want to go back into that first round and try to grab a quarterback again, if Shedeur Sanders is dropping that far down, imagine this. I'm not telling you that it's going to be the best move, but think about value-wise. If Shedeur Sanders continues to drop, and the Giants are sitting there going like, well, we can get Jalen Milroe. We can get Jackson Dart if he doesn't get touched either early. But we've already drafted Abdul Carter. So we got the guy we wanted at 3. Shedeur, we were never 100% sold on as a first rounder that high because he's not the best in the draft. But it wasn't that we didn't like him completely. We just didn't want to draft him that high, and we still have other needs. So we got a need that we wanted. If we can trade up to get Shedeur, why not give it a shot? So then you've basically got the two players you wanted or were fighting or contemplating at 3. You get both of them? To me, that's a home run. That, to me, is amazing. If the Giants can find a way to sneak both Abdul Carter and Shedeur Sanders, get both of them somehow, to me, that is a home run. And it doesn't make a difference which quarterback they're going to draft anyway. It's the same thing. You're going to have Russell Wilson start a majority of the season, if not all the season. And the philosophy is that Russell Wilson will start unless he's hurt or unless he's completely terrible and the Giants are completely terrible, and that's when they go to a backup in Jameis Winston. The only way that the rookie quarterback sees the field is if they are so far out of it and they want to just give him a couple drives or a couple, you know, a game at the end of the season. But there's no other reason for the young rookie quarterback for the Giants to get on the field in live game action unless something disastrous happens to both quarterbacks or the season is just that terrible at the end of the year. He gets to have a free pass and learn from two quarterbacks. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. We got to take a quick break. Come back with more of your phone calls. NFL draft, Giants, Jets, obviously the Rodgers comments, the Knicks and Pistons preview, Yankees, Mets. We'll get into all of it more. 888-808-1019. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. Earlier this week, Aaron Judge became the captain of the USA baseball team for the next World Baseball Classic. And Francisco Lindor as well became the captain for, not for USA, Puerto Rico, right? Is it Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic? I think he's, yeah, now I got to double check. Now I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Puerto Rico. That's where, yeah, that's where Edwin Diaz was, right? They were both on Puerto Rico when that injury happened. Either way, they both got announced. Am I right, Jack?
Yep, you are correct. Team Puerto Rico.
Thank you. You scared me. You're putting on the headphones, making like, hey, that's not good that you're putting them on.
Francisco Lindor has been named the captain for Team Puerto Rico for the 2026 World
Baseball. Yeah, so the fact that both of them are the captains of their countries, it's great. And I've heard some things about just like the World Baseball Classic of like, you know, it's crazy how a lot of these players take that more serious, the World Baseball Classic more serious than major leagues. And I feel like it's happened in hockey during the All-Star break and they had that four nations tournament, like that, they took it so serious. And it's an All-Star break, and the regular season's not happening, and like, hell, the Rangers missed the playoffs, but a lot of the players played well in the tournament. Like, it's weird when it comes down to your country why it means so much. And now, don't get me wrong, I think it should mean something. You're representing your country. You're not just representing, you know, an area, a city, a town. Well, not just a town, but like a city, a state. You're representing the entire country. So it is bigger in that way. But the big bucks and the big notoriety come from MLB. But on the other hand, like if you look around other leagues, like, or other sports, soccer, yes, there's a ton of different leagues out there. There's a ton of different, like, soccer. You know, obviously here we have the MLS, but they have other leagues across. I mean, I'm telling you guys this. The soccer people know this when it comes down to soccer. How many different leagues there are, and there's the Euro leagues, and there's everything out there. But then when it comes down to the World Cup, and everyone goes to their specific country's team, that is the biggest thing. So I'm not trying to say that the World Baseball Classic is as big as the World Cup, that the Four Nations Tournament is as big as the World Cup or even the Olympics, for that matter. But I can understand and relate why it is a big deal to these athletes, to these ball players. Yes, you're not getting paid the way that you are for the leagues, but does that make a difference? I don't think it does anymore. You could see that it's a long season for MLB, NHL, and NBA, and NFL. But to go for, you know, a few months and or a month or whatever it is, a month period, and being in a tournament with this specific group of players representing your country, it's a quicker experience. It's a bigger deal at the end of it. You could become a champion and represent your nation. It's a big deal. So, like, the fact that Judge didn't get approval from the Yankees, whatever. Like, does it really make a difference? Like, he's an independent. I don't think there's anything in his contract that says he can't be play for the WBC. And if there is, then maybe then there's an issue. But if not, like, let him be the captain. That's great. Same thing with Lindor. Like, I'm happy that we have players locally who are representing their countries. Like, that's fantastic. So anybody that is not happy with the WBC, the fact that Lindor and Judge are named captains, that they didn't, however they got approached, it's all good for the sport too, because I want the sport to grow. Like, baseball, I love baseball. Baseball is my numero uno for sport. MLB is the best, in my opinion, because I just love watching baseball every day. I could watch it all day. I literally did. That's what I did. I watched the Yankee game first, DVR'd the Met game, and then went back and watched the Met game, and then got a text from Evan around whatever time I guess the game originally ended, and I'm like, uh-oh, I can't do a Rico yet. I'm like still three innings behind. So regardless, baseball is great, and if you're going to add something that's going to be a big deal, because let me tell you something, it may not be a big deal to the older generations. I'll tell you which ones it is a big deal for, the younger ones. My kids were obsessed with the WBC, obsessed, and got them to like other players that they normally wouldn't like because they wore the USA jersey. They were like, my one kid was like, get me the Trey Turner USA jersey. I'm like, no, he's on the Phillies. We don't want him. But got him excited. All right, well, we'll come back with more Mets and Yankees. And obviously, the big walk-off by Lindor was exciting. But the questioning about where Juan Soto was very over the top. But we'll get into that and more. 888-808-1019, plus the Knicks and Pistons game one in a little over 12 hours, 14 hours? 14 hours. Now I get the math right, 14 hours. 888-808-1019 is Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Deere takes over. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.